the big lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
Yeah, have you seen pictures of this big Sound Transit art installation that's just went in Tacoma?
The octopus?
Yeah. So they're calling it Gertie's Ghost because the Tacoma Narrows Bridge was nicknamed Galloping Gertie when it came down in a huge windstorm more than a half century ago. And it's amazing that there's film of that. Because I think it was in the 1940s, maybe.
It's incredible film.
Yeah. And the fact that there's film of the bridge, because it is just... Have you ever seen those guys at the gym? They have those big, huge ropes, and they are swinging the rope up and down, and it goes in big waves. That's what was happening to the Tacoma Narrows Bridge. And then it eventually collapsed from...
1940. Yeah, only 5 months after it opened.
Did somebody film that? That's absolutely remarkable that there's film of that. So anyway, as it was bucking up and down and roiling in the wind, it had big humpbacks in the concrete and steel girders. So they put this big art installation in Tacoma because, as you know, Sound Transit spends 0.5% of your and my tax money, the illegally calculated car tab fees, the most criminally corrupt public agency in the history of the United States of America, and they spend tens of millions on art. This is an organization that is tens of billions of dollars over budget. They are 13 years behind schedule on their promise of getting to the U District. 13 years behind schedule. Husky Stadium ain't the U District. They're 13 years behind schedule, tens of billions over budget. So what do they do with all of that money they collect from us? They gave it to two artists in Oakland. And the artist's concept was, well, there were rumors of an octopus who lives in the steel girders at the bottom of the Sound where the Narrows Bridge came down. And the bridge, when it was swaying in the wind, and the tentacles of an octopus, they kind of look alike. So they built this 40,000-pound sculpture. And all it is a bunch of steel girder arches. They're planted in the ground down there in Tacoma. And it cost you and me $250,000. And the artist, I saw a Tacoma News Tribune story, and the artist specifically said, we would love to know what the public thinks about this. Oh, I'm glad you asked. I think that artists who can sell their art in a free market, like the nicest piece of art my wife and I ever bought, we were in Hawaii, and we went to an art gallery. And this doesn't happen that often, but there was this really cool piece of wall art that we both just fell in love with. And that hardly ever happens. So we bought it. We had it shipped home. I admire the creator of that art. They created something, put it in a gallery. My wife and I, of our own free will, we chose to give our money to that gallery and to that artist for something that we both loved. I have great respect for private artists who can sell their art in a free market. I think the public artists who live off coerced tax dollars, I think they are among the biggest grifters around. I think that they are nothing but leeches. So you said you hoped you could find out what the public thinks about it? Well, I'm just one member of the public. But I think that it reeks that an agency that is tens of billions of dollars over budget, that can't get a project done on time, that is already $500 million over budget getting to the east side before hardly any rail is down, that's $500 million over budget getting to Linwood, I think that it is a continuation of the criminal enterprise that is Sound Transit. And I think these two artists in Oakland, and by the way, you know, if you're going to spend all this money, why are you giving it to artists in Oakland? Why in the world wouldn't you keep it closer to home? At least give it to somebody who's contributing to the massive tax scam that is Sound Transit. Not that that would make the final product any better. So, you want to know what the public thinks about it? I'm just me, but I'm a member of the public. I think it stinks. I think you're a bunch of grifters in the public art world, and I think that Sound Transit continues to be the most criminal enterprise of any public agency in the history of the United States of America. I'm really glad you asked. That is our big lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.